Okay, if you'll join us and salute the flag with us, we'll get this meeting started. Thank you.
We good? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to 2008. This is the January 3rd open session for the Los Osos Community Services District, first meeting of the year. And Ms. Vega, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Director Sennett?
Here.
Director Schicker? Director Tacker?
Here.
Vice President Sparks?
Here.
President Sasania?
Here. Thank you. Tonight, we're going to do a little shuffling of agenda and table some items. We've got a complicated, long agenda. We'll be going back to closed session after this. So please bear with us. And when it's time for comment, I would appreciate it if you would maybe just line up one or two deep at the lectern so that we don't have to wait for that break in between comments. And report from closed session, please, Ms. Biggs.
Yes. The board met in closed session pursuant to the provisions of the Brown Act regarding pending litigation and personnel matters, and there was no action taken on, no reportable action taken on any of the matters, although it was determined that the, President Cicino, you were going to address the Administrative Services Manager contract.
On this issue to 1 minute, because I think that's plenty of time for us to give for you to give input. I would
take a minute
and ask you to please abide by that 1 minute and try and be positive about the things you like about your candidate. You probably won't be negative about him, but and I guess we need to go through the nominations first so that you know what we're thinking. And then you can comment on that. So, we're going to go through the nomination process and then open
first,
it up. Yes, and then open it up to 1 minute public comment. I will entertain motions at this point.
Because I think we're at a point where I would not like to see a significant change in the makeup of our board, I would make a motion that we continue, and I would nominate Chuck, you as president.
Is this just nominations, right? So it's not a first and second thing, right? Right. Okay. I'd like to nominate Julie Tacker as vice president. Chuck?
Julie.
I'd like to propose some nominations.
Sure.
First of all, let me just say that for president, I would like to nominate myself. And I would like to tell you quickly why. First and foremost, I love this district and I love this community. I believe I'm fully qualified. I believe I have experience as a chair. I have chaired numerous committees. I've currently been the chair for 6 years at the Los Osos Middle School of their school site council. I have seniority on this board as someone who has not served as president and would like to. In 2005, sitting at this dais, the board agreed to pass the gavel year after year. We'd seen previous boards where the president was seated for many years sometimes. I have historical or institutional knowledge with the district. I've been a board watcher of the district to make certain that the Tri-W project does not come back. I would ask for your support, and I would ask for the public's support. I would also like to nominate Chuck as vice president to help me through a transition, should I be chosen the board president. So that would be my choice, and I offer that up.
Thank you. Director Sparks.
Are we taking nominations for just president now or vice president? Are we going to do one at a time? Or
Both.
Okay. I'll nominate Steve Sennett for vice president.
Any further nominations at this time? Okay, looks like none. So at this point, we have nominated for Vice President Julie Tacker, Chuck Cicinia, and Steve Sennett. And for President, Julie Tacker and Chuck Cicinia. And we'll move to public comment on that. Please remember 1 minute at a time. And let's try and emphasize the positive tonight. Thank you. I think I just invited them to step up, but if no one, I mean, really, we're behind schedule, and if you don't want to, it probably won't hurt anyone's feeling.
Jan Dare, Los Osos. It is not an easy task to be the president of the Los Osos CSD. Only an individual that can take a beating and still keep on ticking would be able to withstand the challenges of this position, as we have been audience to in the past. Individuals that have affiliations with outside interest groups or personal commitments and obligations, I'm afraid, would not be able to fulfill the position and or have the time to meet the non-biased interest of issues of Los Osos as a whole. With that being said, I would encourage to leave the gavel right where it is and have Chuck Cicinia for another term. Thank you.
David Eagle, Los Osos. I would like to retain Chuck, though his parliamentary procedure, I think, needs a lot of work because he has the eye of the tiger in that area. She goes after it, and she stays with it, and she doesn't turn her loose until she gets what she wants. That's all there is to it. And so in saying that, am I a minute up?
Yep.
In saying
that's
that,
the whole point.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Hi. Excuse me. Piper Riley. In the last 6 months, Julie, Lisa, and Chuck have been there for us consistently at the Board of Supervisors meetings, at the Water Board, and I think they really care about the direction of this town and its citizens. I would like to go with Lisa's nomination that Chuck remain president and that Julie is vice president. I know you really want to be president, and I hope you stay with us because you really do care and do wonderful work, but I want to go with Lisa's suggestion. Thank you.
George Taylor, Los Osos. I'll make it this very short. I endorse Chuck Cicinia for president and Julie Tacker for vice president. They stuck with us, and they will stick with us through the rest of this. Thank you.
Don Bearden, Los Osos. I think Joe Sparks is the best person, but if you can't have Joe, I'd say Julie Tacker ought to take it over. Give some new blood in here. Thank you.
Michael Jones, Los Osos. I understand that there is this unwritten rule amongst governing bodies like this one that you pass the gavel every year, and I will say this rule is exactly this, unwritten. For this reason, I'm here tonight to support the election of Chuck Cicinia to his second term as president of the Los Osos CSD. There's one person on this Los Osos CSD board that I will never support as president or vice president, and that person is Director Julie Tacker. When Director Tacker made the fully aware and conscious decision to place herself on the payroll and quite literally in the pocket of a developer that has property interests in the very district she represents, I believe Director Tacker entered into an unethical conflict of interest that I believe should not only disqualify her from serving as president or vice president, but I believe this unethical conflict of interest should also disqualify her from serving as a director on the Los Osos CSD. So once again tonight, I will call for the resignation of Director Julie Tacker from her seat on the Los Osos CSD. The question is this: do we want the president of the Los Osos CSD to be employed and beholden to a developer that has property interests in the very district she represents? This answer to this question is clear. The answer to this question is no. I support Chuck for president. Thank you.
Gavel to her. While I like Chuck as an individual, I think he tends to be accommodating by personality and a little bit too much so for my take. But I do certainly support Chuck for vice president, but I do think it's important that it passes on to Julie, who I think is ready, who has a lot of experience on the board, and is really ready to take over. So I support Julie very strongly, with Chuck being vice president. And Steve, I wish you well as a continuing director.
Jim T. Ketch, Los Osos. I support Chuck Sasania for president. He's worked hard this last year in the process. He's with the environmental document starting. I think his expertise in that area would help. And I think it's important that he stay in as president another year just for continuity for the CSD, and in addition with having the new general manager here for that continuity. So I support Chuck for president for another year. Thank you.
Hi, Lacey Cooper. The planet Earth. Okay, no. this is a hard choice. I think Chuck has done a good job for president this year. Something Julie Tacker said that I agree with, and why I'm supporting her for president, is because I think we need a strong voice in this year. This is a critical year for the sewer, and I like how she's stood up for us on the sewer issue and not just encouraged everybody to, you know, lay down and be, you know, run over by the trucks. And I think she has a realistic view of the project, the unaffordability of the project. And I liked how she stood up at the regional board and said in no uncertain terms that she would derail a Tri-W project, you know, even though Jeffrey Young didn't like that. Too bad. So I just want to say I support Julie for president and Chuck for vice president, and I say it's a tough call. They're both well qualified. Thank you.
Chris Alby, CDO 1019. I would nominate Chuck Sasania for president, and with some reluctance, Julie Tacker for vice president. My only reservations about Julie is
occasions her being knowledgeable and above all standing up against resurrecting of Tri-W. I think that's really, really important. I have some questions about the polarization of the board in general and in the past. And I think also for continuity with a new general manager, it would be wise to consider Chuck for president. I can live with either one, truly. I think that either way we're going to have good leadership. But my comments would say that if Chuck is, you know, Chuck or Julie for president, and either Steve or Julie for vice president. And so I'm always, of course, leaving it up to you to make that decision with input. And I think that you're all well qualified, well experienced, and very dedicated. And I just want to tell you how very, very much I appreciate all of your hard work over the years. And thank you so much.
Good evening, Lindy Owen. I think that Julie has all the qualifications to be a great president, but I think that we're in the middle of a course that I would support that Chuck remain president, and I would highly support Julie as vice president, because I think she could back up very well what the goals of this CSD board are, and that's my thoughts. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary Fullwood, and I'd like to see Chuck Sasania remain as president for the consistency with in relation to the new public general manager. And also, I like Chuck. I appreciate your your bridging management between the public and the board, and your bridging with the county. I think you do a great job with that. And then I'd like to see Steve Sennett for vice president. I really appreciate your moral fiber, and I see you as a person with a great vision and a lot of potential to carry forward into our future. Thanks.
Good evening, board members, staff, and public. Thank you for all of you for your service, every one of you. Come up here and spend your time and your personal interests, and that was really good. And, you know, I think Chuck has grown. I think you're pretty good at moving things around, and I'll support you for president, and I'll support Julie for vice president. And best of
luck. Solve our problems the way we need them solved, with flushing our toilet with reclaimed water. They claim as 50% reduction in water usage. Even if it's only 40%, that would take a big load off the lower aquifer. And we can still recharge our upper aquifer with 100% recharge that's in place now. It doesn't cost a cent, and it's the shortest length of purple pipe to flush your toilets with reclaimed water. Thank you much. Julie for vice president. Chuck, stay on for president. Thank you.
Any further public comment on this item tonight before we move on? Okay, thank you. With that, we'll bring it back to the board, and I'm trying to remember how we did this. Did we pass out slips of paper, do little votes? I don't even remember how we did this.
You can't do it in any kind of a secret ballot way. It should be done in the open.
Then I guess nominee by nominee, we just work through them. Okay. I thought we did. Yeah, I think we did pull out. Oh, and then Karen read them off. That's how we did it. I think we wrote down our choice, and then Karen read them off.
So long as it's publicly recorded as to who each of you are voting for, that's okay.
No, I don't think so. Anyone want to do it that way, or just want to? I think we just call for the vote on each nominee, and then thumbs up, thumbs down. So we'll start with president, and we'll start with the nominee, Julie Tacker. And all in favor of Julie Tacker as president on the board, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, all in favor of Chuck Sesenia continuing as president, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I think that you didn't vote. That's a 3-1. 3-2, excuse me. I didn't hear yours. I guess.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Close.
You did. I'm sorry. I wondered why you didn't. I wondered why I didn't hear from you on that. Okay, this will be easy. Vice President. On to general public comment, and that's your full 3 minutes worth.
Chuck. Hello, my name is Al Barrow.
1 second, Al, just a second. I think I've procedurally...
Do you want to announce that the number B is off the agenda, tabled?
Let's see. Item B, annual review of the bylaws. Because of our time crunch tonight, we're going to table that until the next meeting. And then I think I already announced that item 12, but that's when we get to the consent calendar.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, John. Okay, Mr. Barrow.
Thank you. 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012 are predicted by stockbrokers, real estate, to be slow years. Budgets, government budgets all over the country are short. The state of California is $35 billion. The federal budget is way off of there. We're in debt for the next 10 years due to the war. What I'm trying to say, folks, is that we have to save money this year. We have to try very hard to save as much money as we can everywhere we can. Every time you need some more money, you can't just raise the water rates anymore. We've had two raises in the last year. There's other issues, there's expenses. We need to make the economies now in our personal budgets, in our public budgets. There are going to be a lot of homeless people this year. I already see them on the streets. I've asked one lady to help, try to help one lady get in. The budgets for the safety net for the state and are very short, and the county is going to be challenged to provide the usual services to the 25 nonprofits that help people, battered women's shelter, all the rest of it, on and on. So my advice to you all is to send everything to the Finance Committee before it goes anywhere. You need to know where you're going to get that from, whose pockets it's coming out of, and who it's going to hurt. Because people that have bought their homes in the last few years are already $100,000 upside down in their homes. $100,000 in equity gone, poof, because the subprime obligations have been called and their 25% required margins cannot be met without borrowing, and they're borrowing, borrowing, borrowing. I'm telling you that this is a world recession that we're facing right now, the worldwide recession. It's going to be tough on everybody. So I think it would be very wise for all of you to try to economize. Thank you.
President Sesenia, we're having a problem. When I had to reset the timer, so if you could give me a minute, it doesn't give the person the 1 minute warning.
Okay, so you just need a minute.
Just a minute to try to reset it.
Yeah.
We'll hold on just a second, Mr. Bearden.
I think we should try it again. Hopefully, it'll work.
Thank you, Don.
Don Bearden, Prohibition Zone. I want to speak on two items. I want to speak on the county's proposed water conservation ordinances. In these ordinances is a requirement for developers of a new structure to retrofit plumbing fixtures within a special water conservation area. I am proposing that the Los Osos Special Water Conservation Area be split up into two areas, an area encompassing the lots and houses inside the Prohibition Zone, and another area of San Luis Obispo County Department of Planning and Building, phone number 781-5702. In addition, attend Tuesday's January 15, 2008 Board of Supervisors meeting when these items come before the Board of Supervisors. Item two, I urge this board to direct John Shemp to get a septic tank maintenance program started for all Los Osos so that the Los Osos CSD will have an additional income stream. You need to agendize this item so that it can be acted upon during future meetings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Martha Golden. Since it appears that nobody, not even the chair in his quiet announcement about who was elected, has said anything out loud, I would like to congratulate our incoming and continuing president, Chuck Sasenya, and our new vice president, Julie Tacker. Thank you very much for agreeing to serve.
Yes, congratulations, Jerry Walsh. I'd just like to make a comment a minute about an organization here, and right here in the community center, who maintains an office here, the South Bay Seniors, People Helping People. A lot of people have heard of the organization but don't know what it does. And what they do is collect food every week for the needy and have a food giveaway on Wednesdays and provide medical equipment to the needy. And also every year they volunteer to staff the Salvation Army bell ringing. And it's one of the few Los Osos is one of the few communities in the whole county that has strictly volunteers. And Len Saldano has been president of People Helping People for probably almost 12 years now. And he's done an excellent job in this. And they raised over $11,600 this year for the Salvation Army. And he's just bell ringing here in Los Osos, all volunteers. And we had one gentleman who's 97 years old who volunteered 4 2-hour shifts sitting out in the cold in front of Ralph's. So I'd really like to thank Lynn. He's stepping down as president this year, but he's done an excellent job of raising this community ideals up to what they are. And we'd just like to really thank him. And just if you see him, thank him.
I'd like to remind the board of something that was said prior to the closed session. And I don't remember who did it, but someone stood at this lectern and observed that there were talented people in the community who could fulfill functions that are being done at our office, who would come in and be willing to work part-time and bring a lot of skill to that work. I hope the board will consider doing that. That is something that needs some research and could be of great help to this community, and also could be in great help to doing something we should really set as our goal for 2008, and as to bring this community back together again, so that maybe Taxpayers Watch will dismiss its lawsuits and everyone will concentrate on the fact that the sewer is being done by the county, and hopefully they'll be doing it in a manner which will not be destructive of our environment or upset the town further. And we can go back to being happy people living in a beautiful place.
Jan Dare, Los Osos. I just want to piggyback what Mr. Golden just said. That public service agency is the service corps of retired executives. It's known as SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, who will be willing to conduct such a review for little or possibly no cost. Thank you.
If you could hold up my time for just a second, Chris Alvey, CDO 1019, APG Video here is going to run a short a film clip for a little 3-minute trip to the past, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Very moving. Is there anybody else who would like to speak tonight, or are you, here comes some more. Okay, all right, everybody up. There's Chris.
Yeah, Chris Alvey, Los Osos. I guess now I'll be able to face this way if I want to talk to you guys, and that way if I want to talk to them now. What you guys have done so far, I know everybody wants to go home, take a nap, and start sleeping 10 hours a day, but whenever they need us, we're going to have to be there. All of us, and all of your friends. Okay? Now, all right. I watch a lot of the CSD boards on TV and such. This is the brightest, most talented CSD board in this county, probably in the state. And they deserve all the backing you can give them. Okay? Thank you.
The end.
Yeah, what led you to believe everyone was going to be mad at us, Chris?
Boy, I'm kind of left speechless by that, literally. I guess it comes down to, how did we get into this whole mess of all of these lawsuits? It seems to me that it was the last CSD who made a real mess of things, and they're the ones suing us. I really don't understand it, and I wish that the public could get some more information. It's costing a lot of money, and I think we deserve to know what's going on. Another way we could save money is by keeping our water. We have such a precious resource with our reservoir here, and I think that we need to do everything, and this board needs to do everything in their power to make sure that we don't flush our water away and have to go buy it somewhere else. Thank you.
Good evening, Gail McPherson. You know, Chris said the end, but this is really 2008, and we should make this another beginning and another time to be supportive of all the things that we need to accomplish in this next year. I think it's really important for you to pursue the CSD's interagency agreement with the county. That was promised under 2701. It's time for it. It's important to be able to have that in place to deal constructively with the water board in the future. That won't happen unless you two are united. They'll let you fight each other instead of cooperating and then working a compliance-based fee in some of your programs, because it is a reality, and a lot of districts do that. And I also recommend that you look at your fees and services for all of the district. I noted that there's a lot of places in the district that pay very, very little and get an awful lot of extra service. Where I live, that's one of them. I do have trash service, but I'm on a different water company. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that those are some things to look forward to, and I do note that on the agenda we also have strategic planning, and I'm hoping that the community will turn out in mass to really participate and make that a very positive and successful process. Thank you so much for all your service.
Bill Cooper, Los Osos. Two things. First, I guess I am disappointed that Julie didn't win. I didn't expect her to win, but I think she should have. And the reason I was concerned that I wanted her to win is because I do think she will stand up for us, and the board to this point has not been strong enough. I've said this before, and I continue to believe that I know that I'm disappointed at the level the board has participated, at the level the board has fought, at the level the board has not stood up for us as strongly as I think Julie would have if she was president. Given that, Chuck, I wish us well, of course. Okay. Second thing, since it's off the agenda, I can talk about the administrative services manager contract that was in the packet. I'm noticing that it's different from the supervisory employee bargaining unit pay scale is really different. Even at the highest, there are five steps to the union basic pay scale. The highest for the administrative services manager goes up to $55,000. The contract here was for $89,000, and just so you know, it's $26 an hour in the union, $26 an hour, as opposed to $42.87 an hour. So I'm not clear why that's different. I also noticed that for severance pay in the contract that you're going to give the administrative services manager candidate. There's an opportunity to back out on 30-day notice. It's a version of an at-will employment contract. She can back out, but if if she gets fired for, without cause, which is an at-will employee, he'd be fired with or without. Painters Union in New York, I think union is really important, solidarity, the stuff. You need to support union stuff and not make separate contracts for whatever reason. So I encourage that for next time when you think about realigning this. Thank you.
Michael Jones, Los Osos. First thing I'd like to say is that limiting public comment on any agenda item because you have a full agenda and the meeting gets started late. You know, it's not the public's fault. These meetings routinely get started 30 to 40 minutes late. And limiting public comment is rude and punitive. When you limited comment on the last item, I had to edit out all the nice things I had to say about Julie. As far as Julie Tacker being a advocate against the Tri-W project, I remember 3 years ago when Director Tacker took me on an environmental tour of the Tri-W site. All she could talk about was protecting the eucalyptus trees and natural Esha landscape. It's become crystal clear to many of us, Director Tacker, that your motivation for moving the sewer had nothing to do with protecting the natural environment from a sewer. Your motivation was to protect and preserve the Tri-W site for development, and I've never felt so duped. I want to thank everyone who promoted, participated, and attended the Maxine Lewis fundraiser. I also want to remind everyone that the Maxine Lewis Memorial Shelter did not stop taking contributions on December 9th. I've always believed if you want to give somebody a real Christmas present, give them something in the middle of August for no reason. It seems like between Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are all these events and opportunities to be generous and contribute, but do we really need a reason to be nice to somebody we might not even know? There's an old saying and cliche that goes, as long as we have special friends, Christmas never really ends. And the time to start saving your change for next year is now. I also want to thank all those who rang the bell and stood opposed for the Salvation Army. When I first signed on to do this a few years ago, I looked upon it as an obligation or chore, but it's something I've grown to enjoy and actually look forward to. I'm just an average guy with limited skills, but standing in places for long periods of time with a bell or a sign in my hand seems to be my gift. I'm good at standing. It took me 40 years, but I finally discovered my talent. I've learned to take away something every year I do the bell ringing. This year, more than any other, was the number of people who thanked me for the work the Salvation Army does. To be honest, I really never knew much about the Salvation Army. One lady placed a thick roll of bills in the pot and talked about a program her son went through that saved his life.
Hi, I'm Maria Kelly, Los Osos. I'm a little giddy. We were just at an Iowa caucus party watching Barack Obama get 38-39% of the vote in for the Democratic nomination in Iowa. So that's just a little national news, FYI. But one of the things that's inspired me about his campaign and the message that's been really clear, and I absolutely believe it, that change is a choice, and it requires making that choice. It's not always an easy choice to make, but it does begin with ourselves. Individually, collectively, that's it. That's not why I came up here. I came up here to talk about water conservation and to plug the next event. I got a phone call at 4:30 today from Golden State. They're donating a toilet for a raffle for free. Now, I'm not totally sure whether it's low flow or dual flush or what it is exactly, but that was pretty exciting, so I'm excited about that. I'm still looking for a hot water recirculator. Golden State will be there participating. They're bringing up their water conservation specialist from L.A. We'll have the CSD, Ann Kudart will be on hand handing out the kits. What I'm asking Los Osos to do is on January 19th between 10 and 2, come down to the Methodist Church down on Pine and LOVR and bring your water bill. And we're hopefully going to have a computer set up so that we can do interior water audits. This event is focusing on interior conservation, and we will show you how to walk through your interior water use and where you can save and what are some simple techniques that us as individuals can do to contribute to conservation. I guess that does go into the theme about change. So Culligan will also be there talking about their one-to-one reverse osmosis systems. That's another huge water loss within our homes. So I would just encourage, encourage people to come down. And, oh, yes, there will be some artwork display on children's interpretation of water conservation from Baywood Elementary. So that should be a curious interpretation, what they see and what they're learning right now at Baywood Elementary. So, again, lots of great participants. There will be free handouts, free information. Come pick up your free showerhead. It doesn't. Golden State said they don't care if you're from the CSD Water District or their water district. Our water district will have it as well. It should be a really nice time just to start sharing some information. It's 2008. Opportunity to start changing some of those little behaviors that add up to gallons. So everybody's welcome, and it's free. Thank you.
Maria, one more time.
Since 1983, the county was supposed to, with Resolution 8312, to have put in a septic management program. Never has happened. Same thing with building 1,400 homes and overdrafting, putting us in overdraft back in that same era. So that's old stuff, and we're in kind of a little bit of a crisis because of all of that now. And the idea of having volunteers come work inside, if we could set up a program to begin logging in the septic tanks and the information, we've talked about it before, and we had a proposal that came from the water committee, and we would like to see that revisited. Because under any circumstances, it's not a bad thing to start now, especially if we go into a step system. We would have to have that established anyway, and it just puts us that much further ahead to making sure that the septics we are using are operating correctly. The other issue, the water, the county is coming up with their ordinance, and it's as far as I'm concerned, it's completely weak. It doesn't even address landscaping. And their proposal for retrofitting, I think, is got a real problem in that we need to be asking the people who have the oldest, largest 6-gallon toilets with the largest families to come forward first. And that could be another program that could be instituted through volunteer work and through getting some articles in the paper and working with this county ordinance so that they are the first ones on the list and we actually do something as quickly as we can there. And so I would like to sort of take the thoughts of combining some volunteer labor, and again, somebody would have to coordinate putting that together, but maybe some of the staff that we have now who I think are able to do something like that, that might be a proposal to start with. So I just wanted to say, let's sort of make up for the last 25 years of neglect that the county has brought us. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. Congratulations. On this water conservation, I got a mental block of what was the LOCAC and the CSD was talking about in the last meeting. But the toilet retrofit get a credit instead of the number of gallons. Anyway, it's a joke. The reclamator will cut the water usage in half or at least by 40% using reclaimed water to flush the toilet, whether it's a 6-gallon or a 20-gallon. It's all going to be reclaimed water with purple pipe. That'll do the most to stop saltwater intrusion that can happen. And as far as vacant lot owners being able to build, I think if we had reclamators in place, they could build now. All of them that would put in a reclamator. So if we get on this program 100%, they'll cost $2,100 a piece to put them in. And the monthly bill is $45.75. It don't get any cheaper than that. You cut out your water usage by 30% for your landscaping, which the county says now you're using 30% of the water to water your landscape. If you water that with reclaimed water, there's another 30% reduction. And in this day and age of trying to save some money, wouldn't it be nice to cut your water bill out on the counter on the curb in half and not have to be looking at paying $300 a month to flush your toilet? So let's get behind this reclamator and look at the federal law, Title 33, Chapter 26, that says if pollution can be dealt with at the source where the pipe comes out of your house, it's illegal to transport it. Makes any collection system illegal. Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Joyce Albright. I'm a member of Taxpayers Watch, as everybody knows. I want to say there are a lot of great suggestions that came out here tonight, and water, of course, is the most important issue that's facing this community right now. I wish the current board good luck in 2008. Tonight, the district is scheduled to consider approval of a retainer of an additional attorney for the expressed purpose of defending current and former district directors in litigation of an alleged violation of California Code of Civil Procedure, Sections 524A and 1085.
About the sewer process, I know that, I guess the TAC is meeting again, and they have a vacancy. And I guess as we go into the new year, I'm concerned about the TAC is still made up. It's not representative of the entire community. We have people on it who are on the old board, the recalled board. We have people generally are, I guess, a lot of the people that I would have liked to seen on the TAC, yeah. Right. Everybody's looking at me like, no. Yeah. Okay, wake up. Okay. On the TAC, I had too much chocolate. Okay. What I'm trying to say is it doesn't represent the community. I'm trying to be nice about this, but I feel like we're going in the direction of an expensive sewer, you know, with the gravity, and a lot of the gravity things are being overlooked, and the step is being... is still being poo-pooed. So what I hope this board will do is stand up for the whole community, and I would like to see things on Channel 20 educating people about gravity systems and about step systems. We can use that channel, and let's get some objective information. The thing I haven't been able to ask Paavo is why don't we have the NWRI, an independent panel, looking at the Carrillo report? You know, it's nice to have a TAC and the community look at it, but an NWRI panel are experts, and it would not cost much. I was asking Vice President Julie Tacker how much it costs to look, you know, look at the Ripley report, and it was $20,000. So this is what, $154 million major project, and they want to do, you know, $5 million on the upcoming report. Okay, nouns are gone. Anyway, the environmental impact report, but they're not willing to put out money for an independent review. This is not professional. And I would like this board, and I know, Chuck, that you talk with them a lot, is to, as an environmentalist, to put this forward. It doesn't make any sense. The TAC makes sense from a PR standpoint, and if you want to push an agenda for that community survey, but it doesn't make a lot of sense not to have professionals in the wastewater community look at these reports.
Nominating Steve. We applauded the new chair and vice chair, but I think we also owe Joe a round of applause for serving the last year. I have not always agreed with Joe, but I think when he spoke as a representative of this board, as vice president in outside of this arena, I think he's been thoughtful in his comments, and I appreciate that, and I think he served well, and I would have had really no problem him continuing. So I think we owe him a round of applause. I want to make a comment related to what Jerry was talking about. Len Saldano, even though he's stepping down as vice president, still will be a part of people helping people. He's much needed. He's going to stay on as past president of the board, so he still will have his hand in it, and we actually need his experience. And what wasn't mentioned by either Jerry or Mike was that the Bowringers broke the record for Los Osos again this year. So a very generous community that turned out for the shelter event also turned out in large numbers of coin and folded dollars, fives and tens for Salvation Army. The contract for the ASM, Administrative Service Manager, is being tabled at this point. Could you explain the process? And for those that are watching during closed session, there were more than 15 or approximately 15 public speakers who came to talk before closed session on this item. Could you give us a little more background on what the next steps are going to be as you proceed with whatever you're going to do? And then water conservation. The one thing that I'm very disappointed about with the county ordinances, and I've seen this in the documentation that came forth from Wallace and Associates when they did the survey for Los Osos, is the amount of water that is wasted by leaks, either from the meter to the house and inside the house. The state average is approximately 12% water loss for leaks. I think that needs to be part of this ordinance, especially the part of the ordinance dealing with retrofit upon sale. I don't think it's any big deal for the plumber when he's out.
Explains the need for the position. It'll be vetted through the finance committee and brought back on the 31st.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. Well, you've heard of the show that was online called Crisis in Los Osos, Steve Murphy. I'm going a step further, Assault on Los Osos, which will be airing on the public access station. The times and dates will be coming soon, where I take September 7th and the December hearing of the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and I make comparisons of what was said at both meetings, the contradictions, deceptions, and the outright lies that were spoken at both those meetings. And it's perfectly clear that Jeffrey Young took advantage of the opportunity to sway the 218 vote, regardless of how it would have been swayed or not, one or two or three, maybe 10, 20%, who cares, by offering to have a hearing to consider rescinding the CDOs and then pulling back because they said, well, we have this litigation that we just found out about, was an outright lie. Because the filing for that lawsuit, the appeal, took place, I believe, in June. July 9th, the Regional Water Quality Control Board had a closed session item on the appeal that was filed in the San Luis Obispo Superior Court. And in August, there was a hearing for which the respondents, the regional board, and their executive officer was part of the respondents. There was a hearing in August. And then, of course, in September, they said they were going to have the hearings to rescind the CDOs. And their lead prosecutor stood up there and said that these CDOs are in litigation in the Superior Court. I myself said these are in Superior Court, and a few others did too. But all of a sudden, they turned around and said, well, we found out in October about this lawsuit. That's an outright lie. They're trying to deceive the community on why they decided not to have the hearings. And it'll all come out.
Thank you very much. We'll bring it back to the board and move on to Director Schicker.
Can we direct the president or the general manager to write the letter to the county that was suggested? Does anyone, do I need consensus on that? Or
which item?
The letter that Lacey suggested. Yeah, just asking for some independent review of county documents. Are you not? I was going to say that We requested the NRWR report on our project reports phase, so maybe it's too soon. I'm just bringing it up for further.
Well, I think the county's position is they had the draft or the rough screening report reviewed, not the fine screen report. They have mentioned that the next engineering reports they expect to have reviewed by NWR, but I don't suppose it would hurt to encourage that again.
Certainly do support that, that independent technical review versus community review, because the technical aspects are what we're being discussed. So.
Well, I think what I'd like to encourage them to do is have a review of centralized collection systems, a review of decentralized. They need to have somebody, an expert for each particular type of system they're going to look at, and maybe not just NWRI, but an appropriate expert. And I think that all needs to be followed up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what end up, because I was kind of part of that NWRI process, they select the team dependent on what you need. So if you need a wastewater expert in centralized or decentralized, they pick the team and put it together. So they could do that. I mean, that's the great thing about them. They're nonprofit. They're independent. They have no stake. So I just think that's a good part of the process. I think it would be helpful. So anything to encourage it, I'd like to do.
Okay, we're on to general action item A. Direct and authorize general manager to approve retainer agreement with an attorney chosen by the board to provide legal services to defend the district and name directors in connection with Taxpayers Watch et al. Versus Los Osos Community Services District et al.
Claiming that certain decisions that were made by the board with regard to settlement of lawsuits were inappropriate, and that because there were expenditures associated with that, the lawsuit was claiming that the board members should reimburse the district for those costs. When originally filed, the lawsuit included a writ action to compel the district to go forward with a Tri-W sewer plant. And obviously then time passed, the bankruptcy occurred, the matter was stayed, and no action ultimately was taken on it until very recently. Recently, the bankruptcy court did lift the stay as to the action against the five members of the board who were then on the board when the action was filed, and permitted that portion of it to go forward, continuing the stay with regard to the district. So this kind of split the defendants, if you will, between the district and the individual board members. As a result of that, the plaintiffs have now filed a second amended complaint, dropping the complaint that would compel the district to build the sewer system at Tri-W, because that's moot at this point, and adding an additional claim with regard to expenditure of funds from the LAIF account, which were commingled monies, to pay the fire service costs in 2006, and then authorizing the payment of the bond payment that was due in September from the bond reserve. So that's the gist of what's before you. In order to address the action at this point, we have determined that because, as general counsel, our firm represents the district, and there has been a split in the defendants, that it's appropriate for the defendants to have separate counsel. Under California law, the district is required statutorily to provide defense and indemnification to public officials for actions that are taken within the scope of their employment and decisions that are made. So, and there's no alternative to that. Were the district not to provide such a defense, the individual board members would have the right to seek a writ to compel payment. So they are a firm out of San Francisco specializing in municipal and local government actions and causes and so on. And they have agreed to take on the representation of the defendants here at a reasonable hourly rate. It's $2.50 an hour. And we're hopeful that it will not take a overly extensive amount of time to eliminate the lawsuit.
Thank you. I hope that gives you enough background on that. And at this point, we'll take general public comment on this item.
Good evening. Joyce Albright of Los Osos. Tonight, the district is scheduled to consider approval of a retainer of an additional attorney for the expressed purpose of defending current and former district directors in litigation of an alleged violation of California Code of Civil Procedure Sections 524A and 1085. Litigation regarding this case against the CSD remains under Chapter 9 protection and is barred from proceeding. On November 16th of last year, U.S. Bankruptcy Court Judge Robin Riblett allowed Taxpayers Watch to proceed with litigation against Director Cesena, Senate, Tacker, Schicker, and former Director Fouché as individuals. Taxpayers Watch believes and has alleged that the individual board members named wrongfully used their positions as public officials outside the scope of their duties to pay personal debts of approximately $600,000 in the form of payments to this woman, Burke Williams and Sorensen. A judgment is being sought against the individuals, not the CSD. Therefore, no appropriate legal basis exists for district funds to be used to defend the named officials. Incidentally, the insurance company refused to indemnify these five people, saying they acted outside of their responsibilities, and that's why Ms. Biggs wants to get them other payment. The citizens of Los Osos should not be expected to pay for the defense of officials who we have every confidence will be convicted of illegally paying their personal debts out of public coffers. For the reasons outlined above, I urge the board members likely to benefit from approval of this item and Burke Williams. And I've put on the table a piece of paper that lists some of the lawsuits the sitting LOCSD board members, including Sparks, and their associates filed and lost against the LOCSD prior to these board members taking office. All lawsuits were lost. Thank you.
I have a couple things.
Director Tacker.
Ms. Albright, could we have a copy of your list, your paper on the table?
You need to present one to us if you are leaving it over there. It's evidence that you've presented in your testimony, and I think we're entitled to have it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And then
Thank you for the other following process.
The other question I had, Ms. Biggs, could you tell the public who your clients were, or who Burke Williams and Sorensen's clients were at the time that these funds were paid? Is that the best way to phrase the question?
Just to clarify, we represented the concerned citizens of Los Osos and the Citizens for an affordable and safe environment in various litigation matters during 2005, prior to and subsequent to the recall election that occurred in that year. Settlements between the board and those clients, CCLO and CASE, were entered into in November of that year, and those settlements did provide for payment of legal fees that were incurred in the actions that were pursued. One of those actions, of course, was the Measure B litigation, where a significant attempt was made by the district board to keep the matter off the ballot. And that effort failed. The Court of Appeal ordered the measure to go on the ballot, and it went on the ballot, and it was, in fact, approved by the electorate. So those are the lawsuits involved. The settlements are public record. They're available for anyone to see, and they were entered into by the board on advice of counsel. That counsel was not Burke Williams and Sorensen. It was Mr. McLendon and his firm.
And just for the public, you might remember that the grand jury investigated this very thing, and do you recall what their recommendation was, Julie?
Corrections, that, and I assume that history of litigation against the LOCSC should be CSD in the first place. Technical task force, or listed under organizations who have sued to stop or delay the Los Osos wastewater project. I'd like to see evidence that the technical task force ever filed or was ever involved with a lawsuit. You can't produce it. And I don't see anywhere in here the taxpayers' watch cases that have been filed against the CSD. I guess they're just conveniently left off. Ms. Calhoun?
Ann Calhoun, Los Osos. A couple of quick questions. My understanding is insurance companies supposedly have board, what do they call it, board policies that cover errors and omissions and so forth and so forth. If the CSD has such insurance, I'm curious why it would be refused in this case. The second one, Ms. Albright stated that the five, Tacker, Schicker, Cesena, Fouché, and Senate, paid personal debts out of public coffers. And I wonder what personal debts that would be, if there was any evidence of what you supposedly paid personal debts. It sounds from what Ms. Biggs says, this had to do with a CCLO settlement and Measure B and so forth. So I'm curious about those two. Thanks.
Good evening again, board and public. My name is Al Barrow, and just for the record, I was president of Citizens for Affordable and Safe Environment. And to my knowledge, there were no members. This was a non-membership citizens group. There were no members that have ever been on the CSD board. And I think the same thing is true for citizens for concerned citizens for Los Osos. The same thing is true. There were no board members on that. So I find a real stretch to see how anybody could owe anything if they weren't involved. So having said that, I do support the defense of public servants, because I think, or public officials, because I think nobody would want to do this. I mean, I don't know why anybody wants to do it anyway, unless they have a great deal of concern for the community. So, encouraging them to perform their duty and pay for the legal fees that are going to be required to defend the board. And I would also like to say that in the course of doing business, government has the right to defend itself and does so. And usually governments are considered slap suits. And to make a government official a victim of a private lawsuit, it seems rather bizarre. So I would like the question answered. Could you make a complaint to the insurance commissioner regarding this question? Could I have an answer for that? And I do support your defense.
Well, I suppose we could always make an appeal to the insurance commissioner. We're still pursuing having the insurance company follow through and uphold their end of the policy. I think they're just doing what insurance companies do, and that is deny claims until they are forced to deal with them. You know, I really don't think that their denial at this point really means a whole lot.
I'm just saying, a petition to the insurance commissioner, couldn't that be filed?
Yes.
Martha Golden, just a few comments about this. First of all, the individual board members, it seems to me, from what I have heard from the attorneys, the little that I know about, excuse me, the facts here, were acting in the course and scope of their duties as board members, and whether they were correct or incorrect is not the question in the defense. They're entitled to a defense in order to determine whether or not they were correct or incorrect. I mean, you can make mistakes, and people can sue you for all kinds of things, and you're entitled to a defense. I question whether or not there's a bad faith action against the insurance company, and if it doesn't come forward and defend, even if they say, woo, if you were really, really, really bad guys, we reserve the right to say you got to pay us if, you know, if it turns out that a court agrees with you. But that's something you're going to have to work out with your, with whichever lawyer is going to represent you on that aspect of it. $250 an hour is very, very inexpensive. I hate to say that, but knowing what attorney's fees are like, having had lots of experience with that, that's a very reasonable rate. With respect to the fact, until it is further vetted and considered, they were not here at all. I guess they're not worried about how the CSD functions as long as they march along with their let's get some revenge somehow. So, folks, go for the contract. It's very important that you be defended. I think you will probably be thoroughly vindicated and move on from there. Thank you.
Steve Morgan. I'm a member of Taxpayers Watch and proud of it. And I would like to tell you people that what you're doing right now is abominable. That you are advocating, spending our dollars to take care of your little problems. Your problems that you have created on yourself. On yourself. And you're asking us to bail you out. No way. No, I won't say it. It involves the F word. I won't say it. You get me so mad that it's unbelievable. There are people in this community that want to put food on their table, that want to put their kids through college, that want this community to be great, and yet you are undermining all of it. You are undermining all of it. I couldn't stay home today. I was called today because, yes, there was something on the internet. Yes, there was a letter. Yes, it disturbed me. Yes, I was upset. But I thought, this is unbelievable that these people have gone to this point to actually spend my taxpayers' dollars to take care of their insidious nonsense and what they've done to this community and destroy it. And destroy it, and you have. And I'm asking you to please, and I ask, development? What is development? What is development? Development is nothing more than somebody likes a community.
Does this have anything to do with the agenda item that we're currently considering? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just ask you one more time, all of you.
Thank you, sir. Your 3 minutes are up.
Get a grip.
Change the aftershave, then. As a spokesperson for the Los Osos Technical Task Force, we have never filed a lawsuit. I've personally never filed a lawsuit. And I think that was another misstatement, misinformation. The case contract with Burke Williams Sorensen seems to be all that is needed is to really prove that the allegations are incorrect. It's a shame that we have to take somebody like the person who spoke before me who has filed this lawsuit in Taxpayers Watch, and then they complain that you're going to spend money to defend the district. Quit attacking the district, for heaven's sakes. The actions by an elected official extend way back before the recall to personally benefit themselves, and that is the old board. In order to retain their seats and force a project, they use the CSD attorneys and the money to keep from being recalled. The Taxpayers Watch took the district's legal work and product without authorization that I know of to produce a lawsuit to overturn Measure B. You are certainly entitled to the defense and indemnification for you board members. And in fact, when we brought up the fact that you ought to be investigating and suing the old board members, you guys said, gee, we don't really want to waste the taxpayers' money because we will have to defend them, even though they're prior board members. That was very prudent. Unfortunately, here they are again. Gordon Hensley used public funds to defeat the lawful initiative that is now an issue of a personal lawsuit. It's easy to prove that you have absolutely no conflict of interest, but it isn't so easy for him to prove the opposite. I ask that you launch an immediate investigation of what happened in that lawsuit prior to and after the election. I ask you to look at, as part of the lawsuit, in defending yourself. I'm sure there are attorneys also that would go after damages, probably pro bono, in your behalf as follow-up to this lawsuit, because this is clearly harassment. And I think that you guys ought to just keep your chin up and know that you didn't do anything improper, and that you really need to take a good hard look again at going back and taking the action against those who did. And that happened before the recall. Thank you.
Well, I think we've reached the zenith here.
Can you tell me who you are?
Yes, I'm Leon Golden.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm sober. I want to make that. In any case, you know, it's sort of ironical. I watch this performance here. Joyce Albright comes in here and she throws her fire on, or puts some more fuel on a fire that shouldn't be burning. And where is she? She's gone. Yeah, she didn't stay to listen to things. Maybe she went home to listen to this on television. But there's something wrong with this picture. You know, she and her group sued you, and now she seems to have the gall to come here at this microphone and say to you, when you need to hire a lawyer to defend you, you shouldn't spend the money. It's spending my money. Whose money does she think she was spending when she filed the lawsuit? We have a lawyer who's representing the district already. That's costing us money. And so it goes. And, you know, how do you stop this? I wish I had an answer to it. You know, there are things called slap suits, which this may very well fall under that category. When you prevail, you get yourself a lawyer. Individually, I'm afraid this way you'll have to do it. And you sue for the harassment and for the interference with the democratic process. Because what we're seeing here is using the power of the courts to have something happen, and so, you know, it's a serious matter. I think somewhere along the line, somebody should add up how much money they have cost this district.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I think the destruction of this community started right out there at the Midtown site, which is ground zero of a Hiroshima-type attack on this community's economic and health and safety well-being. And if you want to go out there and take a look at that now, you just wait until the rain's over with that we're having. And you'll see even greater destruction of the environment-sensitive habitat, not just in the Tri-W site, but sites beyond. And that people like Taxpayer Watch and their ilk, which I'm not going to say all those people are bad people, misguided perhaps, but they're causing the destruction of the environment of Los Osos. They started it back in before September, and it continues with other lawsuits and threats to Los Osos and the CSD and the individual directors. You don't want to become a part of a government agency if you think that every time that you make a decision as an elected official that you're going to get sued for it and you can't defend yourself, because it's obvious that it could come into hundreds of thousands of dollars and you just can't afford it. What do you get paid, $100 per meeting? That's it. So, and I'm not keen on lawsuits, and I'm not keen on lawyers, but lawsuits beget lawsuits beget lawsuits, and who wins? The lawyers. I'm hoping, because I know you decided to try to get the insurance company to pay for this, and I'm hopeful they can be pressured. And that it'll be a slight pressure and not a whole lot of pressure. But the idea to petition the insurance commissioner is a great idea. What would he feel like if he had his position attacked in the same
way? I happened to pick up from the table, as Ms. Albright suggested, a history of the litigation against the LOCSC. And if it's supposed to be D, it's the project and the costs, and the lawsuits began long before, according to this paper, a CSD was even formed. I'm not a lawyer, but I would say that some of the things that have been said tonight are things that should be seriously considered by the general manager and the president to take action on, including the insurance commissioner's response to why the insurance company is not standing behind their insurance policy. Also, I am not a lawyer, but sovereign immunity, as I understand it, was developed because people who are elected are protected, and therefore this suit is nothing but a suit under sovereign immunity. You were elected personnel, you are elected, and therefore you have insurance, and the insurance company, even though they are an insurance company that was contracted by the CSD, they are responsible to defend you. And I say to you, as an individual who will probably have some cost in their taxes, go for it, ladies and gentlemen. You should be protected. And for any insurance company to not fulfill their responsibilities to you as being the insured, they should be bound out of business by the insurance commissioner. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary Fullwood, and I'm not exactly sure what I'll be saying, but we'll find out. I like the fact that I'm somewhat of an innocent in terms of our political situation. Always kept the meta perspective, and I'm bringing this up because in some ways I feel like I represent 4,400 homes. I was so relieved when AB 2701 happened and the notion of the standing down. And then as an innocent, I really thought that standing down would be Taxpayers Watch, because I was very aware of all of the hostile cards that were coming to me prior to Measure B. And God, I was just like, man, I'm standing up. I cannot take this anymore. And it is ripping our town apart. And it's ripping democracy apart. That's probably the biggest part I want to say. I think it's absolutely tragic that you're being attacked as individuals and as a public body who we voted. And I know I voted for, I find you guys were basically our saving grace in this town. I think it was absolutely tragic to have 80 trees ripped up, the land ripped up, money released to do that 3 weeks before our vote. And still you got, I think it was 52% of the vote. So that is incredible. I'm so glad you got that vote. I'm so glad you're in office. And I think the tragedy lays with the previous CSD, it lays with the money being released to rip up Tri-W before the vote. I think there's been a horrible disregard for the town's desires, and I'm sorry that you got in the thick of it. It's a horrible beehive, and I really wish Taxpayers Watch would stand down and do what the county was hoping to see happen. Thank you.
Hi, Bo Cooper. Taxpayers Watch is a way too easy target. I'm a mental health professional, and they're a way too familiar acting group. I think the really important thing is that you have a right to defend yourselves. Obviously, the insurance company should pay for it. That's a duh. You'll fight them. You'll make that happen. But what you're going to do is vote or not vote for yourself to defend yourself with money, with a lawyer. I definitely think you should. I think everything that you all did was within the scope of your duties. It was not an individual action. You have every right, Mrs. Biggs, saying, hey, there's an obligation, a legal obligation, for you to be represented by the board itself. And I think it's just really clear that you should vote yourself a defense. You're being unjustly accused of things that's not right. Thanks.
James T. Catchell, Social, so I support the agenda item to hire an attorney for your defense. The claim, as I understand the lawsuits, is you settled some lawsuits against the district. How Taxpayers Watch gets personal gain on your behalf out of that, I have no idea. Should this make it to court and found to be baseless, I hope you will consider taking action against Taxpayers Watch to cover any costs that this attorney costs the district. Baseless, it seems that you may have, as individuals, claims of libel or slander against her. Now, some would argue, well, you can't do that because you're a public official and therefore you're shielded. But the suit against you as public officials was the suit against the CSD. So there's also a suit against you as individuals, and therefore it seems like to me you would have cause action to go back after and the other members of Taxpayers Watch. And I wish the people that write into the Tribune that say they're supporters of Taxpayers Watch would take a good look at what actions they're supporting in the name of Taxpayers Watch and look at whether or not it really is, in fact, for the betterment of the Los Osos CSD in this community, or whether it's just, as I believe it is, nothing more than sour grapes by a recalled board and disgraced board. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
President Cicina, with all due respect to Mr. Tkach, and in the true spirit of trying to perhaps reduce some of the tension here and at least see that it doesn't expand, with regard to comments made in the public forum by Ms. Albright, those comments are as protected as the actions of the board in carrying out the duties that they have with regard to the business of the district. And I think that needs to be remembered, that as much as those things can be hurtful and so on, there is an immunity that comes when you come forward to voice your opinions, to participate in the democratic process on both sides. And before we start talking about going at each other, which has been, of course, the course of dealing in this community, it's time to I think, put some limits on that and to remind ourselves that this is a process that requires tolerance and requires an open forum.
Yes, sir, Mr. Payne.
Good evening again. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. A lot of points were made that I listened to. One of the ones that struck me was that the insurance company should be bound out of business. You know, I asked, who was the local representative for that? On the Escher that was destroyed, wasn't there a bond that was had to be made to restore that Escher? And if so, I think it's time to incur that restoration of that Escher, which, by the way, would include removing the fence, which should be paid for by the bond that they had to get in order to tear that down. As I understand, it couldn't be destroyed without the bond.
Is this related to the lawsuit that's...
Yes, basically it is. It's part of the waste of public funds situation. I think that was one of the people who filed the waste of public funds against you that tore up that Escher without a bond to restore it, or is there a bond? And that should pay for covering, removing the fence and paying for throwing the snails in, back over in Sweet Springs or somewhere. Anyway, I do believe you should hire the attorney to defend you. And if you need to take this to appellate court beyond this little bunch that we haven't had too much luck with in San Luis, I think you should have the same attorney or one more expensive to defend you in the appellate court. So go for it. Thank you.
Yes. Hi. This is Lacey Cooper again. I've heard a lot of good comments in support of you getting counsel and defending yourself and even going after people who are attacking you unnecessarily. And I guess what, to me, it comes down to one person, and it's like the elephant in the room, is Gordon Hensley, recalled director. And I guess I would like to put a direct challenge out to him. Instead of filing all these lawsuits and trying to dissolve the district and trying to keep us from taking down the fence as the coast keeper, he's behind all these things. I challenge him to come out of the shadows, participate in democracy, and come to a CSD meeting. I don't believe that ex-director Hensley has been to a meeting since he was recalled. And you know, just use the judicial system in an ugly, vicious, tax-paying, waste way. You know, Ann Calhoun wrote a wonderful article some time back about, does Coast Keeper Hensley go after, you know, ex-director Hensley for killing the snails at Tri-W? You know, it's how many hats is this guy going to wear? You know, why doesn't he come down, show his face, and stand up like a man? Thank you.
Any further public comment tonight on this action, the agenda item? Yes, sir. Mr. Bearden.
Don Bearden. I just want to comment on allowing your supporters to get off topic. I support you getting a lawyer to defend yourself. But I don't support you allowing people to talk off topic.
Really, it's just a matter of how much energy you want to spend trying to corral and argue about how far off topic people are. It really is the most challenging part of sitting here.
Richard Margetson, I think some of the other side was off topic also. Taxpayer Watch, for me, that title has always bothered me. It's not Taxpayers Watch. They're not concerned about other issues in this district. They weren't around when the fire mechanic issue was before us, the vehicle we sold to Oceano at a loss. We didn't hear one word out of any of them, and some of them were on the board at that time that are now. You know, if the title for their organization should be Four Current and One Past Board Member Watch, because that's what it's what it is. I mean, that it's U5. That's all they're concerned about. They're trying to extract their pound of flesh because, you know, they got recalled after making all these promises, you know, to all these people that supported them, making statements in front of contractor meetings. You know, I have a tape of Richard LeGros at the contractors' sit down before the project was started saying, we have every intention of squashing the opposition that you see outside. That's the respect he had for the community and the people that opposed him at that time. And it's not just Gordon, that attorney. So, you know, you may win, but don't expect to get anything back from it. I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks.
Any further public comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board for comment. It's been a lot said tonight. I guess I'd like to express a few personal views of my own. I have no interest in countersuits and that kind of thing, except that it annoys me that the district has had to spend money to defend itself. That I would like to see recouped. As far as any personal pain or injury, there isn't any. I sleep well. We didn't do anything wrong. We followed the community's wishes. So they can say everything they want about me personally. And it goes, wait, yeah, in this one and out that one. Any other board discussion?
I'd like to keep it as impersonal as possible, although it does weigh on me as an individual. Having a potential obligation to expend a lot of money on a court case does not thrill me. And, you know, it's easy to say, don't worry, everything's going to work out. And, you know, I say go up and down. So it you know, I don't always sleep well at night. And I think whoever is behind Taxpayers Watch, I think they intend to accomplish that. And I try not to keep it personal because it does affect me and affects everybody I relate to. It does me a lot of good to know that I do have resources available according to law, and I fully intend to take advantage of it. I feel it a great comfort, and I take exception to Joyce Albright's recommendations. I would not hire her as an attorney, and she is not one, so I think our counsel is right on, and I appreciate their evaluation of the case.
There were a lot of references to the Los Osos Technical Task Force, which several of us were on, and it's not true what this form says. So we were a technical group. We were always concerned with the technical issues of the project and solving the problem for our community. We never wanted to make this personal, never. It wasn't personal for us. It was what we thought was best for our town. And we ran democratic elections. We stepped up to the plate. We spoke just like you people come and speak. We spoke, we wrote, we testified, we produced videos, only to bring out the truth of what we saw was happening in our town. It was never personal. I didn't know any of these individuals. I don't know why they continue. I really don't know why. It seems very personal to me because people have sent me clips of the blogs. It's very personal, and yet we continue not to be personal. We're not being personal about this, and yet the comments are nasty. They're almost like a junior high school slam book. Like, that's what I refer it to. It seems so weird to me that these grown adults are sitting at home writing all these very mean things. We've always been about public service. We have public service jobs, a lot of us. We're for the best of the community, and we're doing what we think is best. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, that's for sure. But why a gentleman such as Gordon Hensley or Richard LeGros, who said on camera as directors, I will respect the vote of the people. But that it hasn't happened. Why have they not been able to say that, well, the election was close, but we lost, let's move on. Let's move towards solution. Everything that's happened, Chris, Mr. Allaby, I really appreciate your tape tonight, reminding me about what that was like and what you foresaw. But, you know, you have no idea how personal it's going to get for these people. And we've talked about mitigation, arbitration, let's get a mediator in here. That's what we've been about, healing. We never wanted to continue a fight with anybody. That's never been what it's been about. And we didn't want to go backwards and punish either. You know, we didn't like the decisions that were made. We had to live with them. I was on the board since 2004. Tell me about things that happened that I tried my best to voice my opinions about. That's all I had, my one vote. But now all these persons, I'm going to ask Joyce again. She left right away. Joyce left tonight. And it's a shame because I see in her, this is maybe personal and she probably won't like it, but I see a very hurt individual. And I'd sit down and have a cup of coffee with her any day. I still would. I would with anybody because that's who I am. I want healing. I want us to go on. I want the fighting to stop. So, that's my message to Joyce tonight, and just my few comments about this, and my message to Mr. Hensley and whoever else is involved. You know, you said you'd respect the vote of the people. Please respect the vote of the people. Thank you.
Director Tacker.
Thank you. I've been inspired by Lisa and Steve's comments. Looking at the history of litigation against the LOCSD, according to Taxpayers Watch, you know, I don't know if this group that I'm going to mention in a second ever filed any litigation, but I'll tell you that the group that cost the community the most was the Solutions Group. You cost us time, and you cost us on a failed project, and many of those members ended up on the original CSD board, and some were recalled. Something I heard tonight at the podium for the first time, it sounds like Taxpayers Watch is a pro-development group. And I hadn't heard that before. I haven't heard much about their membership. So I don't know that all members of Taxpayers Watch would appreciate being painted with that brush, but that is something that I noticed. And $250 an hour, you heard it from Judge Golden. John Schempf, welcome to California. $250 an hour is a bargain. So I just thought we might remind ourselves that litigation costs a lot of money. Lawyers get paid every 6 minutes. That's how they bill. And the most expensive attorneys so far that I think we've come into contact with, we don't pay for, that the CSD knows by reputation only, is the bankruptcy attorney for the county, and I believe he's $600 an hour. So in the scheme of, oh, bond counsel, ooh. How much are they, anybody remember?
I remember attending a seminar with presented by John Seitz last January, and they had breakout sessions, and one thing he told me there, is, he says, Joe, just remember, it's important not to be looking at the rudder, and you got to be looking forward. And I'm certainly not one that likes to see money goes into the pockets of Burke William Sorensen, and you know, some of these actions have had that direct effect. I do support this action. I'm hopeful, actually, I'm trying to be hopeful that this will result in a fairly quick resolution. I even in reading the amended complaint, I would think there's common interest in you know, the district, Taxpayers Watch, the directors of, you know, towards a common interest. You know, we, in preparation for this, you know, we've had to get advice, a lot of advice relative to the bankruptcy. Taxpayers Watch sits on the creditors committee in the Chapter 9 bankruptcy. They should have an interest in the plan confirmation. The directors named have an interest in the plan confirmation. In representing this district, I have an interest in the plan confirmation. And so I do hope for a quick resolution in that regard. I would hope our staff, we're going through a mid-year budget, and we're just seeing such a high amount of legal costs reflected. And I would like to see some estimates so that we can, again, try to reasonably budget. It's really affecting our ability as the district to, you know, fund ongoing litigation, and the removal of these from, you know, from the stay of bankruptcy is not helpful to the ongoing operation of the district. I think, and I'm hopeful it's helpful, that having a new independent law firm will get a new perspective, and hopefully that'll be helpful in towards of a quick resolution of this, so that we can, you know, move on. We've got pressing matters with our water issues. So with that, if there's no other board comment, I'd move that we follow staff recommendation in selecting the
office. Mr. Schempf, maybe he could help. He could maybe prepare a statement that would help you explain the series of events. And also, Ms. Ann Calhoun wrote a blog piece about this, too, in consultation with our former attorney, Mr. McClendon, who kind of explained some of the actions at that time. That might also be helpful for you to read. Just wanted to mention that.
Not being an ordinance or a resolution, I believe we can just take a voice vote. Okay, we have a motion to hire Shute, Malloy, and Weinberger, yes. All in favor, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Before we take a quick break, there are a couple things I would like to add about that. Mr. Morgan, Julie, you picked up on that. I don't think anyone on this board is anti-development, but we are not for changing the face of this town due to a project that people couldn't afford. I always will support the people who are already here as opposed to the people who aren't here yet. And then I would support the people who've owned vacant lots here for a long time and had their dream home plans on hold before I would support wealthy developers who want to develop new subdivisions just for a monetary benefit. And I'm sorry, that's just me. It's the way it is. And I would like to thank the two individuals who dropped out of that lawsuit at this last moment. Thank you very much. And we'll take a 10-minute. Oh, Director Sparks.
I think also as part of this, our staff, because of the amendment complaint, it was brought up insurance. So there are some timing issues. Ms. Biggs, can I say this? There's some timing issues that our staff will look at that possibly would involve the insurance carrier we have now.
We'll be back in 10. Okay, we're going to bring the meeting back to order. And as I mentioned earlier, item B, annual review of the board bylaws and rules of decorum, are going to be tabled for now in the interest of time, and we'll move on to item C, Community Services District Visioning Strategic Planning Process. And I assume that there was a little report over on this side for everyone to see the framework we've got laid out here. Mr. Schempf, anything you wanted to add to your...
I'm looking at asking the standing committees to provide input. I'd like to ask for an additional committee, an ad hoc committee, to work directly with me on developing the survey and coordination of results. Process is not going to be overnight. I'd like to try to get it wrapped up by the April meeting in time to use for the next year's budget process. I believe, and I'm supported by the literature on the subject, that your budget should be based on where you want to go it should be a roadmap for how you want to get there. And so that's the intent, is to yes, dream and scheme, but also to ground next year's actions in the plan itself.
Excellent. Yeah, that's the forward-looking that we haven't been able to do much of in the past couple of years. We're too busy checking the rearview mirrors. I would like to ask a question about part two, the creation of the 9-member ad hoc committee from community volunteers. Did you have any thoughts about how we would put that together? Were you going to ask for people to drop applications down at the office?
That's what I would do, and just bring in a bunch to you folks, and mm-hmm. hopefully we'd get I would recommend to you that we get a balanced, a group if we possibly could.
And I don't think I'm being wrong in saying that we've always tried to balance our committees with people from all parts of the community. It doesn't do any good to stack the deck. Okay, and then at that point, we'll take public comment on this. If you have any suggestions for improvement or things you want to see in there, let us know. Thank you.
Red Eye. David Ugan, Los Osos. Just remember that you should try to incorporate 2050 policies, and the county has incorporated those into their things. I didn't see anything written in there. Of course, I just went over it real quickly this morning when I went into the CSD office. Unfortunately, the reports, when you go online, you only see an agenda. I didn't see this on there, so I had to go in and read it. The ad hoc committee, now my understanding of once you get a list of people, since it's an ad hoc committee, you appoint them. So go for the best and the brightest, and to heck with balanced. I think it'll balance out on its own, as long as we don't have prima donnas on there, and better and not worse. That the drainage, especially things with drainage, you're going to have to incorporate the new rules and regulations coming out of the Regional Water Quality Control Board into any vision that you have to make sure that you fall into those areas. But having the best and the brightest, which I'm not going to step up to plan on this one. I have too much video to work with, being an advocate, so but I will be watching, and maybe you guys will give me some material to work with, and you'll see yourselves on TV. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Al Barrow, and I was on the drainage committee before your board took over in 2005, and there were a lot of interesting suggestions on how to control runoff water and things like that, from rain barrels, the rain gutters where the water's, cisterns underground, all kinds of different things. I think the concept of trying to keep your water on site is a very good idea. In other words, sustainable from a lot point of view, saves an awful lot, and actually does a lot for recharge. But I think overall, what I would say as an overarching statement is I think the concept of sustainability from a community, the sustainability of our resources, our water, our energy, I would encourage the community to seek more alternative energies. I think solar, like you have on your house, Chuck, shows a good deal of leadership in the way of sustainability. Several of you are environmentalists on this board, and so I think you could probably give us some great language suggestions in that to fill in the framework that we're looking at right now. But I think overall, we should also consider in this plan, do we want to keep our lower-income citizens here? I know I sound like I'm harping on that, but it was interesting to notice that today's headlines in the Tribune were, what do we do about the homeless? And they did hire...
Yes.
Hi, Lacey Cooper. I just had a question. I'm just briefly looking this over, but you had under 2.0 wastewater department, and I'm assuming that has to do with the wastewater plants that the LOCSD already operates. It's in there, the fire station and things. That's not about the overall.
I think you're looking at the 2004-2009 plan.
Yeah,
this right.
It's the last one we had.
Yeah, that's the last one.
As an example.
Oh, so that.
So it will be definitely a lot different, but this is the last. We haven't had a strategic plan since 2004.
I see. So that's when the wastewater was.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I would not expect that to show
at
that level on the next one.
Right. And I guess I just want to, I guess it's a question, too, about how much I realize the county is doing the project, but I also realize that we need to have a lot of input about affordability and environmental sustainability and with our wastewater committee. And I guess my question is, how will we write that up to interface? We were supposed to have an interagency group. We were supposed to actually be co-creators of the system, and so I guess that's my question to the board and to you also, how will that interface with this plan?
That's a good question. You may have to stay around till April to find out when we finish.
I don't know the answer, but that's part of the things we have to figure out. Okay. It should be part of our plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bo Cooper. I guess I want to just support what Al said and what Lacey said. The homeless issue is really a big issue, and we need to figure out what to do about our local folk and the local situation. It happens to tie into affordability, too. And when it says to create a 9-member ad hoc committee from the community, and A says development of a resident survey, I should like to see an affordability survey.
After taking public comment, provide direction, and approve funding for the project. But unless I miss something, I don't see a funding figure in here for how much this is going to cost and where it's going to come from. Because I think maybe not tonight because some things were pulled, but I think you're going to find that some of the budget adjustments at mid-year are going to have some substantial impacts on reserves in the district. So I'm just curious where this is coming from and what dollar amount we're talking to do the whole thing, not just the mailer, but staff time and stuff to produce where we're going with this.
I can respond to that.
Great.
The funding doesn't have a number because we just got the answers today. It runs about $4,000 to do a really decent a mailing. And so when we develop that, we'll come back. So I guess what I'm suggesting tonight, you don't have to go with the funding. We'll come back specifically for that because all at this up front, it's just staff time. When we get ready to do the survey, we'll get a hard number and ask and be able to answer where it's coming from. I do think that a mailer to everybody, like we used to do with the Bear Pride, in which we expect to hopefully start again, will give us a better feel for what people really want or what they feel this community wants to. It'll be a fairly simple survey. People usually don't take a lot of. If it's more than a page, people don't want to do it.
I'm curious about the ad hoc committee. Do you see them evening meetings, that kind of thing, or day? I guess that depends on who's on the committee and what their availability is, and if they can meet with you during the daytime and hash it out and save the evenings, why not?
If not, evenings will have to be.
Yeah, okay. We'll just, we have to wait and see and what kind of time. And some Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Any other public comment on this item? Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. Oh, we got one.
I was thinking there's somebody
Yeah, I can't pass up this chance. I'm Bruce Payne, Rhythm Los Osos, CDO recipient number zero. I have a vision. I have a vision of stopping saltwater intrusion as fast as to import water from anywhere. We'll have a sustainable water system forever. I'd be looking forward to answering any questions that might come up about how we're going to achieve this. So,
did you just volunteer for the committee?
I volunteer for the committee. I definitely. I think we have a few things that 2701's left you in charge of that we can put into effect right away. So, yeah, I'll talk about recharge and a vision. Thank you.
Well, I hope to see an application from you then.
Oh, you got one I can fill out?
We're not ready yet. I don't think we have them ready yet. But.
Reminds me of the water board. They wanted me to sign this agreement, and they didn't even have one for me to read. Dang. Okay, yeah, I'll look for an application.
Okay.
I'd like to
thank you.
Do a little vision.
Okay. Any further public comment? And now we can safely bring it back to the board. Well, it's acknowledged that we don't really have any funding to approve tonight. It's going to be staff time in the short term, and then we'll see where it goes. How soon do we expect to have applications for ad hoc committee down at the office, that kind of thing? Another week? Monday? Great. Then I move that we ask the staff to put this process into play, and we'll start with the development of the ad hoc committee and continue to challenge our standing committees to provide input into this as time goes on. And I guess maybe at some point what we'll want to do is schedule specific agendized meetings with the standing committees, probably to maybe once we have a little something, or we'll just take the old one back. I don't know. We'll see where that goes. We have a second on that?
I second that.
All in favor, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Okay, we're back to administrative and committee reports. Did you have an oral administrative report?
I think we all believe that the sooner we can curtail the number of lawsuits that we have to defend against, the better off we're all going to be. I wanted to mention that the next meeting of the board is January 31st, and the reason that it's been pushed out, you ought to know, is the next meeting was scheduled for the 17th, and two board members have prior commitments with their employment, so we then opted to push it to the 24th. But on the 24th, at least two board members and myself will be participating in board training up in the Bay Area. So that's why it got shoved all the way to the 31st. We've been busy for the last few weeks in the office. We have put together a mid-year budget. It's in draft. I should also report that the water yard reclamation project is nearing completion. Should be operational next week. And that looks to be able to save essentially all the water that we use in backwashing and be able to put it back into the aquifer. Also in your report is a CAL FIRE report. Continue to get excellent service from our department. Want to report that we held a staff Christmas party, paid for by the management, and everyone but one, and that person had a conflict, truly did want to come, but all of our staff came, and we had a pretty good time, don't you think, Karen? And a final note, my family is here. They arrived New Year's Eve, and it's nice to have them here. And I had to chuckle earlier this evening when I looked up at the snowflakes hanging above your heads there. That's about as close as I want to get to any snowflakes in the future. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
That is one thing about California, at least the coast. We have everything but snow. Yeah, once in a while you can head to North County, about every 10 years. Okay, on to committee reports, and we'll get through these pretty quickly because it's been a pretty inactive time with the holidays. I don't see anyone here from that might have a wastewater committee report, and I don't think there's anything to report there. Water ops, have they met recently? That's what I'm... The 9th, you'll be meeting on the 9th. And, okay, Finance Committee meets on the 8th, I believe. That's next Tuesday. Advisory Committee, do we have anything there?
No. The meeting is going to be also on the 9th, I believe. It's a Wednesday.
Okay, yes.
And the agenda hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
I don't think it has. John? Did the RAC email you anything about an agenda? Did you see my email?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't seen.
They didn't respond.
No, there's several of you sent in items, and I have to assume the committee chairs are massaging them, but I haven't seen an agenda published by anyone.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. National Estuary Program. We meet quarterly and. It won't be again until February, I believe. And LOCAC. I personally haven't been to a LOCAC meeting in a couple of months, and I don't see Keith or anyone else.
Oh, contraire. You were there just last month.
Well, the joint meeting, but that hardly seemed like their meeting. When I'm sitting up here, I guess I can forget pretty quickly. That's on the 15th, was it? The Tuesday the 15th, the water ordinance will be heard at the county?
Yeah, that was a result of our LOCAC.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and that was a good letter that you crafted with Carol to send to the county commenting on the water conservation ordinance. Thank you. Okay, consent calendar items. We are... tabling number 12, and I think that's it. Everything else is still on the consent calendar. You mentioned that there would be three of us attending the training in Emeryville at the end of the month.
I only know of two, well, plus myself.
Right. Okay, I was going to say someone else is going with us then. Good.
Yeah, I think it was Steve, right?
Steve? Oh, yeah. Okay. I hadn't heard that. Okay, great.
Well, we've got to keep a few secrets from you. I'd like to point out that the committee extension, which we talked about last time, and we have to ratify that decision again, the staff report this time doesn't include the end date. The intent was to extend everybody for 2 months to March 31st. Based on that, we will try to...
By the end of the month.
So you get some time. To
yeah, in February and March, we can get through the selection process.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, at this time, we'll take public comment on...
Can I ask a quick question on the schedule?
Yes.
We've moved the last meeting of January to the 31st. And we're going to have a meeting on February 7th. So is there really a necessity for the 31st, or can we move the... 7th meeting up to the 31st and just have one? And
I would suggest that we decide on the 31st. Maybe we want to cancel February 7th. But there's going to be plenty for the 31st.
I guess we can keep it open now. But, I mean, if we're to do that, then we'd have to have public comment on the 31st for February. Or move it out. They're a week apart, so that's the reason I brought it up.
And it is a concern. I mean, the other solution would be meet the 10th of this month, but that's just a week away. So you've pointed out a potential problem, and we may have to reschedule or look at another way to handle that February meeting.
I mean, the only thing I can think of between now and the 31st or the 7th is that we'd need a special meeting to discuss a matter of closed session. So
that's always a possibility. Yeah. But I do hear what you're saying, Joe, and we'll work with Chuck to believe me, we're not going to have extra meetings that we don't have to. But of course, to do the public's business, we will definitely have meetings as required.
Yes.
Al Barrow, Los Osos. I'm on the wastewater committee, so I just wanted to mention that we are looking at the county process, CEQA process, what they call due diligence, is part of CEQA is part of the due diligence process that leads up to whether the Board of Supervisors decides to take the Los Osos project. And the 218 was the first step at the completion of that in their due diligence process. We are going to be looking at closely what they will be doing. They hired, I'm not sure that they've hired them yet, but they intend to hire Bredeman, who is an environmental company from Irvine, and they will be, their website rags that they have try to dot the I's and the T's or make sure that they're dotted, looking over their shoulder, so to speak, in the hope that we will get the best outcome possible. And I don't think anybody's trying, at least the people that I know on the committee, are trying not to have a sewer. There are people in the community who don't want a sewer. There are people in the community that want wastewater on site and other variations of that to a decentralized or a several different community ones. But altogether, I think what we want to look at is we want to see that we have a sustainable project, we have a green project, we have one that everybody can afford, at least that if there is one that's affordable for everyone that does comply with the regulations, that we can see that one is implemented. Thank you.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos. Oh, I'm on yellow. Yellow light. Thank you. Dave Dugan, Los Osos. I had made a suggestion a couple of meetings ago, if not the last meeting, to combine wastewater and environmental and get the best and the brightest together to work and let those people who want to drop out. Because I don't know what the environmental has done that it warrants any kudos. But if in this process that's coming up with the county, we do need educated eyes and ears involved to oversee, because it's our community. It's not the county's community. 99.9% of those people that are involved with the county project don't live here. So I don't know how this is going to play out, timeline, but if we end up with the new environmental committee, that we make sure that they're qualified to look at the environmental impacts of the project. I just want to avoid internal duplication. If wastewater and environmental can be combined, and you can make sure you have the best and the brightest there, and to hell with balance, because it never really works, and we know that, then thank you.
Good evening again. I have a question. Even though we didn't have a water ops report, does anybody know how the progress is coming along on a drinking water well in the upper aquifer? It's supposed to be drilled a year ago, November, and then again this November, and did it get drilled? And who's got that contract to drill it? Has anybody got that name? That's IBAC. IBank contract number 12, I believe.
I believe it's Filipponi and Thompson, the contractors, that'll be doing the drilling. And the last I had heard, it had been put on hold for temporarily again, but that was quite a while back, and I don't know. Has George said anything to you about
yeah, it's,
that?
Yes, it's expected to happen momentarily. The contractor is ready to go. So
he is ready to go, and they're just waiting out the weather? Or?
I think so. I don't have a up-to-date, and George was not in today. So
yeah,
but I can have him give you a call.
But they still are on?
Yes.
On, so, okay, it's great to hear it's still working. Thanks.
Okay, any final comments, public comments on the consent calendar?
Richard Margetson, item, let's see, item 10. Is it appropriate? No, see, I have a, there's a misunderstanding here. Anna Jane is already on the accounts, as she was at one point the interim general manager, and now you're putting the general manager on the accounts along with Anna Jane as the district council. But is that going to be affected by the action of whether or not she's hired as administrative service manager? I just wonder if this is jumping the gun at this point or just keeping her on until that decision's made. Or were those brought before you again because of the corrections that needed to be made? I thought these were before you at the last meeting.
There were some corrections requested right by the Finance Committee, I believe.
Okay.
Is that correct? No, they were approved as corrected the last time, but we didn't have a majority of the board approve them. So they're back again.
Oh, that's right. That's okay. Right. We had
okay. Same with number 6.
Same as it's going to be tonight.
Could well be. Except I think Julie Tacker is in the audience. So we might well be able to finally get these off.
Okay. Because I thought they were before you before, but... and then... Oh, the other, I know what the other question was. The timeline for applying for the committees and how are you going to advertise for that? I mean, is it just putting it up on the board at the office, you know, whatever? By the end of the month, being right after the holidays, are enough people are going to be informed that the committees are up for new members, and how long do they have to apply, and how long after that will you pick, and blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Yeah, we should probably get a notice on the website letting people know that.
We'll use whatever process we've used in the past, and in fact, it should be even better because people, it's not during the holidays, it's after the holidays.
Well, yeah.
Normally, it's by the end of December.
Right. We're not having board meetings for the month, so yeah, we'll do what we can to get that out. And then we've got until March, the end of March, so if we have to delay the acceptance of the applications till the middle of February, I think we still got time.
Exactly.
And number 10.
Can you answer that question?
Yeah. Was that...
doesn't affect on. The... either way, we need
right.
to have two signers
people.
On the account.
Right. That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any further public comment on the consent calendar or the administrative reports? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. And Director Sparks, did you have
something? I just wanted to pull item 5 for a separate vote. Not pull, but...
Okay, item 5 for a separate vote. And item 12 was tabled indefinitely. Okay. I move that we approve the... consent calendar items with the exceptions of number 5.
So it's a roll call for the motion you just passed.
Yes.
You might be dead.
Director Sennett.
Yes.
Director Tacker.
Yes.
Vice President Sparks.
Yes.
President Cesena.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, now we'll consider item number 5, approve financial statements for the periods ending September 30th, 2007 and October 31st, 2007.
Discussion?
It was just pulled for vote. Was it?
Okay. And do we have separate public comment on items we pull for a separate vote? I don't think so, because we gave them opportunity to comment.
Correct.
Right up front. We did that. Okay. Okay. All in favor of approving the financial statements for those periods, signify yes by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. That motion carries 3-1. That looks like business. Any closing comments from board members tonight?
I do have one. And I'm going to ask Mrs. Biggs to help me a little bit. Earlier tonight, in the discussion for election of board members, there was some public comment alluding to conflict of interest. And I thought maybe you could briefly explain to the community what constitutes a conflict. And I would just like to point out how rarely you'll ever see me in a conflict, and really any of the board members, how seldom it comes up in the professions we're in. But only twice have I recused myself due to conflict. One was a closed session item where the district was actually suing Jeff Edwards, who I am a that's a longer story. To I do some work for him and have a personal relationship with him. So I had a conflict.
Okay. In California, a conflict of interest arises when a member of a legislative body, that is a director in this context, has a financial interest of some sort in a matter that comes before the board. There are at least two levels of conflicts of interest. The first level is under the Political Reform Act. And in the Political Reform Act, there are a series of criterion for determining when a conflict exists. And it involves things like if a party coming before the board is a source of income to a board member, either as an employer or as a gift giver or in some other capacity, or if, for example, a married couple, husband and wife, we are a community property state, so there's a community interest in of one partner in the other's financial dealings. Again, the basis for conflict is a financial issue. It is not a matter of friendship or personal relationships or even family relationships to the extent that there is no financial involvement. When a conflict exists under the Political Reform Act, a member must disclose that conflict and recuse themselves. That means step down, leave the room, and not participate in any way during the public consideration of the issue or during any interaction with staff or other planning that may go on before the matter comes before the board. The other level of conflict is what's known as Government Code 1090. And 1090 mandates that no member of the board shall have a financial interest in any contract that the district is entering into. In contracts between the district, for example, if a member had, again, in a spouse situation where there's a spouse coming before the district with a proposal to provide services to the district, for example, that person could not be entered into, could not have a contract with the district. Because if one member of the board were the spouse, there's no, in 1090 issues, there's no, it's not just a matter of disqualifying the board member, it disqualifies the board from entering into the contract. If such
as a meeting with the county on the beginning of the process for the environmental review, and it was a
I want to thank Mark Hutchinson for coming out here, a very expert in CEQA and the environmental process. It was a very transparent meeting. A meeting doesn't have to be on TV for it to be transparent. There were a lot of sometimes we think we confuse things being on video with transparency, but it was extremely well attended. The professionalism of Mark, I have a lot of confidence in his abilities. He certainly demonstrated them at the meeting. He's gone through this process, and it again underscores the ability of the county to bring an objective process that we all want to see, so that all the criteria evaluated are objective, they're critically reviewed, and it's important, because I think one of the things he said was that there's people that potentially affected outside our community services district. They have an interest in the project, and as they go through site selections and project selection, their concerns will be heard as well, and potentially going into mitigation in sites that would affect them. Because I think everybody involved, people inside the district and outside the district, who are represented by our supervisor, their input is welcome. And I'd encourage any individuals out there with concerns about the environmental process to contact the county and Mark Hutchinson. I think it's a good start to the environmental review process. There's a comment earlier on by someone during general public comment about the last CSD and this CSD. And there is no last CSD and this CSD. There are different boards, but it's sometimes I think it's easy to get into this trap of, you know, losing the continuity of the CSD, and that the contracts entered into, the decisions made, there is a continuity of those decisions that all board members have to consider when they're on the board. But there is no two different CSDs. It's one CSD since the formation of the district.
It's not an obligation.
Pardon? No.
Suing Jeff Edwards, that was, I believe, an eminent domain lawsuit about a pump station for the Tri-W project. Nothing, yeah, trunk line, okay. It was nothing that either of us thought somebody had done something wrong and we'd gone to court. It was strictly over that old Tri-W project. Regarding the NOP meeting that the county had out here, it certainly was transparent, but typically a kickoff, a notice of preparation of an environmental document, is a significant event because it starts a time frame. It starts a clock, and comments are due. And if you're not aware of that time frame, you can miss some critical deadlines and your comments aren't legally necessarily accepted. The county did a very good job of explaining how they intend to use a scoping process throughout the development of the project. In other words, you bring them a good idea, even if it's outside their scoping, the normal legally required scoping framework, and actually scoping isn't given a legally required framework. But typically, if you're going to have a scoping kickoff meeting, you want comments within a certain number of days so you can get started. The way Mark Hutchinson put it, and I have complete confidence in Mark also, he is very good at CEQA, they're going to accept scoping-type comments and issues as you bring them to the county. If you bring them something important, if it's not at the right at the beginning of the process, they're still going to consider it. And I did appreciate hearing that. I have complete confidence in Mr. Hutchinson and the county's ability to pull off a CEQA process. Again, I would like to comment on the generosity of the people in Los Osos. The shelter fundraiser here, the Salvation Army bell ringers. We have a very generous community, considering the fact that we just voted to pony up a huge assessment. And we're looking at some substantial bills out here, some utility bills in the near future. It's nice to know that our Christmas spirit didn't go away. And I'm with you, Steve. In 08, I'd like to see more wagging, less barking. And good night, everyone.